comrades, and welcome back to Ushanka Show. Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи. Говорит и показывает Мичиган. В эфире программа Ushanka Show. So, we have another question. When you get a chance, Sergey, for those who don't know me, my name is Sergey, and I was born in the USSR. I would love to see a video on what people ate at home and at work in the USSR. This is a subject that I can find next to nothing on. Love your show. You really make it all come to life. Thank you very much. If I were still teaching Soviet politics, you would be required watching for my students. Well, that was very nice of you to say, Mr. or Comrade One Manuscript, and thank you so much. I really appreciate your comment. And now let's go to your question about food and what people ate at home at work in the USSR. Well, first of all, you need to be aware that I'll be talking about my upbringing and my family and my experience, so it could be different than from other Soviet families or other families that live in different republics. So I won't be surprised that someone who lived in Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan or Latvia, they would have some kind of different diet and different traditions, different cooking. So this is my personal story. Well, might as well, let's learn a new Russian word, завтрак. So завтрак means breakfast. And breakfast was a very big thing, big deal in my family. I believe most Soviet families, breakfast was kind of like a pretty big deal, big meal. And actually, there was quite a popular expression. I believe it originally came from General, or later he became a Generalissimus Suvorov. He was a famous military figure during way before a revolution. And his basic diet was eat breakfast by yourself, share lunch with your friend, and give your dinner to your enemy. So this is kind of the whole idea of healthy diet. You have a good breakfast, average lunch, and you don't touch any dinner. Okay, so let's talk about завтрак, breakfast. So a lot of it was so-called kashas. And I'm not sure how to translate it in English. It somewhat looked like grits, maybe. So kasha, and there was a different shapes. Like, for example, different kinds, not shapes. For example, buckwheat. Buckwheat was very popular in Soviet Union. So the way you make buckwheat kasha, you boil buckwheat, so make it soft. Then you pretty much have this boiled buckwheat. You mix it with hot milk, add some butter, and this is your buckwheat kasha. Similar way, or maybe even actually you boiled vermicelli noodles in milk. I'm not sure. I never cooked. I never cooked. So you have vermicelli kasha. So you have a boiled like noodles or spaghettis. And once again, you have hot milk. You put a little butter and you have a vermicellivaya kasha. Then we ate a lot mannaya kasha. And I entered in the Google Translate, and Google claims that mannaya kasha, manka, that means semolina. I don't know if it makes sense, but that was a popular, so it's kind of thick. And once again, it's milk-based. You add a little sugar too. So mannaya kasha, I ate a lot of that too. So my breakfast will be a bowl of one of those kashas. And then my mom will slice a piece of white bread and spread some butter on it. And then maybe I'll have a cup of tea with lemon. We drink a lot of black tea. Later on, I started drinking some coffee, but we only had instant coffee. No one had coffee makers. We only used instant coffee. Another fantastic, one of my favorite morning meals, breakfast, is syrniki. So those are made out of cottage cheese, and you mix cottage cheese with flour. I mean, my wife knows the recipe. I probably should make a video with her. And then you fry them, and those are so delicious. So syrniki, and then you put some sour cream on the top, sprinkle some sugar, and have it with tea. Another delicious breakfast I had was ленивые вареники. And it's hard to translate. So we call vareniki what you guys call pierogies. So, you know, like, but this is a small, once again, cottage cheese mixed with flour, but you boil it. You make like little pieces. You boil it, and then once again, sour cream on the top and sugar, and have it with a tea. Very delicious. And another item that I liked a lot and I still love it is cottage cheese, which we call tvorog. But there's a caveat. I think I said it correctly. I hope. Caveat. We have it on the sweet side. So here in America, and I think it's super disgusting that people add salt and pepper on a cottage cheese, we actually load it up with sour cream and bunch of sugar, mix it up, and that's how we have cottage cheese. And once again, you have a, you know, slice of white bread and the butter and a cup of tea. And yeah. So of course, if you had a nice breakfast, you're not hungry at noon. So that's another difference. Like, we never had lunch at noon. It's way too early. We usually had lunch around 1 o'clock or maybe 2 p.m., 1400 military time. So that's when it's time for obed. Obed is the Russian word for lunch. I learned that here in America, there is an expression called brown bags or do brown bagging, I think. So when you bring lunch with you to work in that single-use paper brown bag, of course, in Soviet Union, we didn't have any single-use paper brown bags available, so usually people used a newspaper and they wrapped their butterbrot, they call it like a sandwich, so you have two slices of dark bread, maybe some butter on it, and maybe some bologna, then you have a cucumber, so quite basic. But a lot of people actually went to stolovaya or cafeteria because food was subsidized, was inexpensive. You can have a really decent meal under ruble. But, you know, I always think that if you make 130 rubles, so let's say roughly it's like you're making $1,300. So 1 ruble, it's like $10. So if you think spending every day $10 on lunch, it's not that cheap. Now, I'm planning for a while now, I'm sorry, to make a separate video about the whole topic of cafeterias and stolovayas. I have some good stories about that. So we're going to cover it separately. But as I said, when I went to school, I never brought food with me to school. We all went to stolovaya and had some food there. And my mother, for example, she quite often went to the stolovaya cafeteria at her place of work. My dad, I believe, he was bringing butterbrod with him from home. So once again, another Russian word we're going to learn today at the obed, lunch. And we also use expression до обеда, после обеда. So you can translate like before lunch or after lunch, but it actually means like a.m. will be до обеда and p.m. will be после обеда. So this also kind of has this time-related meaning. Okay, so obed at home, lunch at home. My family was big on soups and borscht. So for me, it was quite a shock when I first came to America and before I was in Germany for a short period of time that people don't eat like liquid soup or borscht for lunch. Like, it was a big shock. Like, I couldn't believe, like, how can you eat at lunch without nice hot bowl of soup? It's kind of interesting. I was fed really well. Like, I always had food to eat, good food. But my mom later admitted that she never liked cooking, but she cooked for us because she had to. So she was a good cook, but she never like really enjoyed it. She never tried new recipes. So we had this basic set of, you know, soups and borscht, and she will cook big pot. And then we eat it for about 3-4 days. Then she cooks another one of different variety. And then we eat it again for 3-4 days. So I'm the only one here in the family that I don't have issues with leftovers because I grew up eating leftovers. First, of course, first come to my mind will be red beets borscht, or we just call it red borscht in Ukrainian, krasny borscht or svikolnik. Delicious. So you got red beets, potatoes, gotta have potatoes. For me, like soup or borscht, you have to have potatoes. So one of my favorites, then you serve it with a sour cream and some dill on the top. Very delicious. Another one, sorrel borscht, shevlyovy borscht. That you guys don't have that plant in America, or you have some, but it's not really popular. It's like a look like wheat. It's a kind of sour when you eat it. Just like you pick the plant and eat it. It's delicious borscht. It has, of course, potatoes, sorrel, hard-boiled eggs, and you serve it also with a sour cream. And actually, my son Oliver, that's his favorite borscht, sorrel borscht, or shevlovy borscht. Then we had cabbage soup, kapusniak, once again, potatoes, of course, meat, and then you have cabbage, and it's a white cabbage. Not really like the one I liked a lot, but you eat what your mom cooks for you, because otherwise you have nothing else. There'll be no snacks to substitute. Next one is quite unusual, interesting. I love it. It's so delicious. It's called rassolnik. But it's a weird one because you actually, I think you fry pickles and you use pickles in your soup. But I think it's delicious. So rassolnik is another one that I ate a lot. And I miss a lot because my wife doesn't know how to cook rassolnik. Another one I liked a lot was a pea soup, gorokhovy soup. You guys have something similar here. But I said, we have always nice chunk of potatoes. And you got peas and fried carrots and other, like fried onions with it. So pea soup, then you load it heavy with grinded pepper, and it's delicious. Another variety is fasolevy soup or bean soup. And once again, gotta have potatoes. That one was pretty good too, but of course, if it's not, beans are not boiled enough, cooked enough, it can be quite a gazy project. But I like bean soup a lot too. And the last one on my list, but it was one of my favorite ones, was soup harcho. That one, you had to buy a package at the store, and then, you know, you boil potatoes, then you add package, had some rice, some pieces of meat, and some spices. I believe soup harcho is originally a Georgian recipe, but they made those packages in Ukraine, and that was so good. Unfortunately, I can't find it anymore in Ukraine the way it was sold prior, but I really enjoyed the flavor. That was a really, really delicious soup, soup harcho. Now, I want you to keep in mind that in the Soviet Union, you couldn't really purchase broths. So like here, you go to the grocery store and you have a chicken broth, beef broth, turkey broth, vegetable broth. Before you make soup, you need to boil meat. And we didn't raise cows for meat, so we didn't raise like beef cows. So the only way you can get beef would be old milk cows that got too old to produce milk. They got slaughtered, and then you buy that meat. So of course that meat, you know, it's an old cow, so it's a tough meat. So usually you have to boil it for 3 hours to get that flavor, to get the broth. And then you have these pieces of boiled meat floating in the soup. And I hated boiled meat, so that was always, I gave it all to my dad. But this is the first stage when you, before you make soup, you actually have to boil meat for a long time to get that broth going. And then you add potatoes and carrots and other ingredients. Okay, so we're done with obed, we're done with lunch. Well, usually I would have two courses. So I have a soup and then I'll have maybe like a little plate of mashed potatoes and a sausage or something like that. But we could move it towards dinner. So now it's time to learn a new Russian word, ужин. So ужин means dinner. So ужин, we were big meat and potatoes people. So for meat, we will have cutlets. Битки were quite popular. So that's slices of meat that you beat up with this hammer with the pointy ends. So you make it more, can say, gentle, and then you toss it in the flour and you fry it in sunflower oil. And then of course you have a store purchased сосиски, sausages, and there are different kinds. You know, there'll be ones like look like hot dog sausages or the thicker one, фрикадельки, and those you can boil or you can slice and fry them. So they also be like part of the side dish for your meal. And then of course fried eggs, яичница, as we call it. And that one, the best is when you have a pieces of pork lard, сало. You slice that thick and you fry it along with яичница. And it's super unhealthy, but so delicious. Then for the side, I would say гарнир, I believe that was the Russian word. You have mashed potatoes, картошка пюре, fried potatoes. Those I like the best, fried on the sunflower oil. So good. Then once again, we come back to гречка, buckwheat. You boil it and then you fry it with little pieces of pork lard and really good, delicious side. I'm very surprised in America buckwheat is not popular. It's so good. And I believe it's very healthy if you don't add pork lard. Then, of course, you can have like macaroni or vermicelli, spaghetti. My family didn't use any red sauce like here, the pasta sauce. No. And I still don't like it much. It's weird because I love tomato juice. I like tomatoes. I hate any red sauces. So I always eat macaroni or spaghetti just plain, or I like garlic sauce, something garlicky. So there'll be another side dish, just macaroni or vermicelli, we call it. Angel's pasta, we just call it all vermicelli. Then, of course, famous Russian пельмени. So you have a grinded meat, cooked meat, then wrapped in the dough and then being boiled. Very delicious, traditional Russian dish, пельмени. And, of course, then we're talking вареники, which in America they call them пирогис. And вареники can be with mashed potatoes inside. They can be with mushrooms. They can be with different kind of berries, like strawberries, blueberries, cherries. Then they can be with cooked cabbage, all kinds of varieties. So вареники was also another really popular, delicious dinner meal. And then, of course, you have salad, salate. So there'll be like a regular cabbage salad. And you need to keep in mind, we didn't have any dressings. Like here, ranch dressing, Thousand Island dressing, Russian dressing. I was like, what the heck is the Russian dressing? We just use sunflower oil, or we use sour cream and mayonnaise. That's pretty much the three type of dressings we used. Then, of course, famous salat olivier, or they call them here in America, Russian salad. That one was usually made, because it's a pretty complicated recipe, was made for specific events like birthday parties or New Year celebration. My mom would be making it just out of the blue. It only was for the special occasions. Then, of course, another salad, I call it salad, more like a dish, so-called селедка под шубой, herring under fur coat. Шуба, it's like the, you know, fur coat. It's also like for the special occasion, usually for New Year, you gotta have селедка под шубой. That's the only time my wife makes me, or if I beg her for my birthday, or it's always tradition to celebrate New Year, have the селедка под шубой, herring under the fur coat salad. And one of my favorites, a beet salad, салат из свеклы. It's very basic. You just boiled red beets, then you grind them in tiny pieces, add some sunflower oil. Once again, it's a virgin sunflower oil, some green onions, salt, and it's good to go. I think some people add in some other like nuts, but that's a very, very delicious salad. I mean, I personally like it a lot. Okay, so this is what I think of on the topic of what Soviet people ate at home and at work back in the USSR. I apologize, I should probably warn you guys not to watch this video while you're hungry. But this kind of maybe give you basic ideas. Of course, some people ate different things, but this is like popular everyday meals for most people. And as I said, I was fed well. I recall one of my friends, like his family, I think his father was alcoholic. I'm not sure what was wrong with his mom, but he had to go fishing after school so he can fry some fish and have some food. I was lucky in that matter. I always had food on my table. Well, I hope you enjoyed this video. Надеюсь, вам понравилось это видео. I hope you learned something new. Надеюсь, вы выучили, узнали что-то новое. And we'll talk to you soon. До встречи в эфире. До свидания. Goodbye.
Oh, what we got here for lunch? We have sorrel borscht. Very nice. Homegrown tomatoes. Some fresh garlic. Yum, yum. Fried potatoes. More num-nums. Mmm, looky looky what we got here. Little thin cakes, milk cake, and fresh milk from the cow this morning. This is my little lunch that I'm gonna enjoy. Я сделаю видео, чтобы жінка бачила. Ого, так ти батька напекла.
Ну, який вже тобі напекла. Забереш там і утром, можна і вечором.